Psalm 22. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, so far from the cries of my anguish? My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer, by night, but I find no rest. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the one Israel praises. In you our ancestors put their trust. They trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried out and were saved. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by everyone, despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They hurl insults, shaking their heads. He trusts in the Lord, they say. Let the Lord rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him. Yet you brought me out of the womb. You made me trust in you, even at my mother's breast. From birth I was cast on you. From my mother's womb you have been my God. Do not be far from me, for trouble is near, and there was no one to help. Many bulls surround me. Strong bulls of Bashan encircle me. Roaring lions that tear their prey open their mouths wide against me. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart has turned to wax. It has melted within me. My mouth is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. You lay me in the dust of death. Dogs surround me. A pack of villains encircles me. They pierce my hands and my feet. All my bones are on display. People stare and gloat over me. They divide my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment. But you, Lord, do not be far from me. You are my strength. Come quickly to help me. Deliver me from the sword, my precious life in the power of the dogs. Rescue me from the mouths of the lions. Save me from the horns of the wild ox. I will declare your name to my people. In the assembly I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, honor him. Revere him, all you descendants of Israel, for he has not despised or scorned the suffering of the afflicted one. He has not hidden his face from him, but has listened to his cry for help. From you comes the theme of my praise in the great assembly. Before those who fear you, I will fulfill my vows. The poor will eat and be satisfied. Those who seek the Lord will praise him. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations will bow before him. For dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. All the rich of the earth will feast and worship. All who go down to the dust will kneel before him, those who cannot keep themselves alive. Posterity will serve him. Future generations will be told about the Lord. They will proclaim his righteousness, declaring to a people yet unborn, he has done it. This is the word of the Lord. My God, why have you forsaken me? In his moment of worst agony, Jesus recalls the words of Psalm 22, reflecting his anguish. But as we read the whole of Psalm 22 on Good Friday, we can't miss the echoes of Christ's experience on the cross. Not only in that first verse, but throughout the psalm. Psalm 22 says, all who see me mock me. They hurl insults, shaking their head. He trusts in the Lord, they say. Let the Lord rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him. And in Luke 23, verse 35, as Jesus hangs on the cross, we read the people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, he saved others, let him save himself, if he is God's Messiah, the chosen one. In Psalm 22, verses 9 and 10, David reflects on his birth and on God's faithfulness throughout his life. And so too in the passage we just read from John chapter 19, when Jesus saw his mother standing there, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And in Psalm 22, verse 14, David writes, "I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint." And as we read in John chapter 19, verse 33, "But when they came to Jesus and found that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with a spear, bringing a sudden flow of blood and water." In Psalm 22, David says, "My mouth is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth." And in John 19, verse 28, Jesus, so that Scripture would be fulfilled, said, "I am thirsty." In verse 16 of Psalm 22, "They pierce my hands and feet," and Jesus is hung on the cross, pierced in his hands and feet. And in verse 18, David says, "They divide my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment," and this is precisely what the soldiers do. Jesus' death on the cross reflects Psalm 22 not just in verse 1, but the whole of the first half of Psalm 22 in the experience of Jesus' forsakenness. By recalling Psalm 22 verse 1 from the cross, Jesus points us in his death toward the entirety of the psalm. Jesus' death embodies the first half of Psalm 22. Every element present in Jesus' crucifixion. But in so doing, we are assured of the truth of the second half of Psalm 22. We are assured that God has not despised or scorned the suffering of the afflicted one, but that Christ's sacrifice on the cross was accepted, and that through Jesus' death we have salvation. Because Jesus died, we have been made forever right with God. We are assured, because Jesus fulfills the first half of Psalm 22, we are assured that the poor will eat and be satisfied, that those who seek the Lord will praise him. For we are assured that God is a God of justice, that God will set the world to right, that though the wrong seems oft so strong, God is the ruler yet. And we are assured that the one who hung on the cross is the true king of all creation. David writes that all the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations will bow down before him, for dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. Psalm 22 recalls David celebrating God giving him victory over his enemies. And Jesus, by embodying Psalm 22 and all of David's suffering, assures us of the truth of the entirety of the psalm. And at the cross, through the death of Jesus, God is victorious over the enemies of us all, of sin and death. Through Jesus' death on the cross, our common enemy has been defeated. And so we join with David in Psalm 22, verse 31. "They will proclaim his righteousness, declaring to a generation yet unborn, he has done it." As Jesus says on the cross, "It is finished." Today, we remember the death of our Savior. But we do so not to wallow in misery, but to be reminded that because of his death, we have hope. Because of his death, we are assured that God is setting the world to right. Because of Jesus' death, we are assured of our salvation, that our sins have been forgiven, and that we have been granted grace and mercy. And so we proclaim his righteousness. from generation to generation, He has done it. It is finished. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, on this day in which we remember the suffering and death of Your Son, we give You thanks for the hope that this day gives us. That though it is a day of sadness, it is also a day of joy. That we remember that in Jesus' death, we have the hope of forgiveness. We have the assurance that You are setting the world to right. And we are assured that You are the true King of us all. Help us, we pray, by the power of Your Spirit, to declare from generation to generation the wonders of what You have done. In the name of Jesus, our Savior, we pray. And all God's people said, Amen.